Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 33 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Surely There Is a Future. Proverbs 24, verses 13 through 14 read, "My son, eat honey, for it is good, and the drippings of the honeycomb are sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off." Our text for today is Proverbs 23, verses 17 and 18. "Let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off." In total, five books of the Bible are categorized as wisdom literature: Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Dennis Bratcher provides a concise description of wisdom literature. "Wisdom is an approach to life, a way of looking at the world, and for Israelites, a way of living out in a very deliberate, rational way their commitment to God. While wisdom's roots go back to the early days of Israelite history, it begins to flower in the later part of the Old Testament period and flourish in the intertestamental period and the era of the New Testament. Here are two brief characteristics of Old Testament wisdom perspectives. Israelite wisdom is rooted in reverence and commitment to God. Wisdom is concerned with how to live well in everyday life. Therefore, Proverbs give practical instructions for wise living. In Proverbs 23, 17, and 18, the proverb writer instructs the reader not to envy sinners. If we are not careful, we might look at the earthly possessions of wicked people and question why their sins seem to go unpunished, while their unrighteousness appears to be rewarded. It is easy to fall into this trap if we only think about this side of eternity. Yet the ultimate judgment of God is coming and lasts forever. Proverbs 23:17 teaches us to continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. Rather than being jealous of sinners, we should live with an eternal focus founded in a reverent fear of the Lord, a holy reverence of God that results from a sacred awe of who He is, causes us to live with a constant recognition of His greatness. A true fear of the Lord is always accompanied by a childlike trust that submits to His lordship and obeys His commands. The next verse, Proverbs 23:18, gives the reason not to envy sinners and to continually fear the Lord. "Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off." If this earthly life was the only life we lived, we would have much more reason to envy those with a seemingly better life here. But this life is not the only life we live. We are headed from this temporary life to an eternal one. Since we are sure there is an eternal future with God, we live with great hope. Hope plays a major role in the Christian walk as we anticipate eternity with our Lord. Jesus Christ is coming back, and we can confidently say that we will dwell with Him forever. John tells us about this message from God in Revelation 22:20. "He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, come." If Jesus said He's coming, we know there is a future. Theologian and author Frederick Dale Brunner shares the following story, which perfectly illustrates today's scripture. When Pastor David Peterson was preparing a sermon, his little daughter came in and asked, "Daddy, can we play?" "I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I'm right in the middle of preparing the sermon. In about an hour I can play," her dad said. "Okay," she said. "When you're finished, I will give you a great big hug." She went to the door, then did a U-turn, and came back to give her dad a bone-breaking hug. "You said you were going to give me a hug after I finished," her dad said teasingly. "I just wanted you to know what you have to look forward to," the little girl said. God wants us to know, through his first coming, how much we have to look forward to in his second. Remember that God promises us that our hope will not be cut off. Therefore, as God's children, we have great expectations for a certain future. Please take a few moments to consider the following questions. How does a fear of the Lord tie into your future hope? What are your thoughts on these words from the Proverbs 23:18 verse, "Surely there is a future"? And finally, how does it strengthen your hope to know that it will never be cut off? Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a blessed day.